Last Lord's Day, I told the saints here in Seattle.
上个主日，我在教会里面跟弟兄姊妹交通。
But my English is not very good.
我的英文不是很好。
But my Mandarin is not gooder.
我的中文更糟糕。
So you have to bear with me.
所以请弟兄姊妹原谅我。
Now, before I share what's my heart,
在我交通我的信息之前,
I want to share a little bit about my recent encounter. This last Tuesday afternoon, our brother Joshua came over to visit Brother Kong and myself.
我们余弟兄来到我那里, 看我跟,
and you know, our brother Joshua, he's a very humble man.
我们的余弟兄是一个非常谦卑的弟兄。
And I fully sympathize with him.
我非常的同情他。
He came to approach Brother Kong with one purpose.
他来看江弟兄只有一个目的。
Is to express what was in his heart.
想把他心里的话讲出来。
He told Brother Kong, he said, I came to this conference not to speak, but to be instructed.
我这次来聚会的目的是不是来讲道，乃是来听道。
I did not prepare to share, but I'm prepared to receive.
我并没有准备要来, 交通些什么，我是这次准备来接受主的话。
And so when our brother Joshua was sharing all these thoughts with Brother Kong, I say amen in my spirit.
所以当余弟兄这样对江弟兄说的时候呢，我心里面很起共鸣。
And you know, the Lord gave our brother Kong wisdom how to, how should I put it, how to give encouragement and comfort to our brother Joshua.
那么我们的江弟兄很有智慧，给他了很多的鼓励。
And I believe that was from the Lord.
我相信这是主的。
Because I also need that encouragement.
我也需要那样的主鼓励。
Brother Kong said, the Lord needs all kinds of servants.
江弟兄说，主需要各式各样的仆人。
And thank God we are not all the same.
我们感谢主，我们都不同。
There's God loves variety.
主喜欢有各式各样。
And yet in the midst of variety, there is unity.
虽然有各式各样，但是我们又是相同的。
So, brothers and sisters, that is a wonderful thought.
这是一个非常宝贵的思想。
Imagine that we are all needed by God.
你能够想象我们都是主所需要的人吗？
And we need one another.
我们也彼此需要。
Then I raised the thought.
然后我又想到,
I said, Brother Kong, wouldn't you acknowledge that there are some servants of the Lord who do have a greater measure of Christ, and there are others who have less measure of Christ?
所以我对江弟兄说，我说是不是在神的仆人当中，有的也比较贵重， yeah.
有一些比较不贵重。 has more measure of Christ, and some people has less of Christ.
有的仆人在他的基督度量比较大， yeah. 有的基督度量小一点。
And Brother Kong said, that is true.
江弟兄说，是啊，那没有错。
But in the body of Christ, there is one Lord that is always operating.
但是在基督的身体里头，只有一位主，他在工作。
It's a law.
有多一个律在那里工作。
Yeah, that is the law of equality.
这个律呢，就是, 平等的律。
He said, those who have less, of course, they are very much in need of those who do have more.
当然在我们在这个身体里头， 主的度量小的需要那些主的度量大的。
But at the same time, those who do have more, they are just in need of those who have less.
反过来说，虽然主在主里度量大的，他却需要那些在主里度量小的。
Oh, that word was a great comfort to my heart.
那实在是安慰了我的心。
Okay, so thank the Lord.
所以我感谢主。
You know, so I confess my foolishness before the Lord.
所以我在主面前承认我的愚昧。
And I know He's my wisdom.
我相信主是我的智慧。
I confess my emptiness.
我承认我的虚空。
And then He will come and fill me.
然后主就充满我。
And when I glory in my weakness,
我在我的软弱上夸口。
And then I can glory in His strength.
我就能够在他的能力上得到力量。
So in a sense, I very much sympathize with Brother Josiah.
所以我很同情我们的余弟兄。
And then, you know, I kept thinking to myself,
我一直对我这样说,
I didn't ask to be here. I didn't ask to be here.
我并没有要求来这边,
but the Lord brought me here.
但是主叫我来的,
and in other words, I was caught.
所以我被招的,
I was trapped.
所以我被陷在那儿,
but brothers and sisters, if we are caught by the Lord,
但是如果我们被主抓住的话,
and if we are trapped in the Lord,
抓在主的里头,
it is glory.
这是荣耀,
and praise the Lord.
我们感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, we are all caught by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
and we are all trapped by the Lord.
我们都被主抓在手里。
And we are trapped and caught for good.
我们永远这样被主抓的时候,
well, the Lord has laid three thoughts in my heart for this next 3 days, 3 evenings.
主放在我心里面有三个意念关于这三天。
This evening, we will share on this matter of God's chosen people.
第一个晚上我要跟弟兄姊妹分享我们是主所拣选的。
What are some of the features of God's chosen people?
那么哪些特点是主的选民该有的？
That somehow that we can notice,
我们能够察觉的。
And we can experience,
我们可以经验的。
And so should we turn to a few verses of scriptures, please?
让我们打开圣经。
And first let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 7.
我们打开生命记第七章。
Okay, book of Deuteronomy chapter 7.
我们打七生命记第七章
，and we'll read from verse 6。
我们从第六节读起。
From verse 6, for you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for His own possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth.
因为你归耶和华你神为圣洁的名，耶和华你神从地上的万民中拣选你。
Verse 7, the Lord did not set his love on you nor choose you because you were more in number than any other peoples, for you were the fewest of all peoples.
第七节，耶和华专爱你们，拣选你们，并非因你们的人数多于别民，原来你们的人数在万民中是最少的。
But because the Lord loved you and kept the oath which he swore to your forefathers,The Lord brought you out by a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery from the land of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
第八节，只因耶和华爱你们，又因要守他向你们列祖所起的誓，就用大能的手领你们出来，从为奴之家救赎你们，脱离埃及王法老的手。
And can we turn to New Testament? Shall we turn to the New Testament?
让我们打开新约的圣经。
Peter's epistles.
我们看彼得的书信。
First Peter.
彼得前书。
Chapter 2.
我们看第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
And we'll read verses 9 and 10.
我们第九节第十节。
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession.That you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
第九节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
For you once were not a people, but now you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民。从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
Now this word "call" or "chosen," we find that term repeated throughout the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament.
在圣经里面，这个召跟这个选。拣选在圣经里面，旧约也好，新约也好，都出现。
You know, for example, Abraham was called by God.
举一个例子来讲，亚伯拉罕是神所呼召的。
And the disciples in the New Testament, they were called by the Lord Jesus Christ to be his followers.
十二个门徒是主耶稣所呼召的。
Now this word chosen is a very interesting word.
这个字拣选是个很有意思的字。
Now it has something to do with selection or pick out or something of a choice, some choice thing.
这个拣选有那个选择的意思，从许多中间选出来。
Now,Pick out,
选出来
a choice thing,
是一个选择的问题。
Now it has to do with this matter of suitability.
是它是跟这个合适性有关系。
I choose this thing because it suits my taste.
我拣选这个的原因是合我的口味。
I bought this pair of shoes because it fits me.
我之所以选这双鞋子，因为合适我的脚。
So when you choose something or select something, you have this matter of suitability in mind.
所以当你做选择的时候，你就有一个合适性在你的脑筋里。
And therefore, when you go to shop for a dress, ladies or man,
你是个姐妹或者弟兄去店里面买一个衣服，或者弟兄买一个西装。
You know, I do accompany my wife and daughters on some shopping trips.
我有的时候陪我的。夫人跟女儿去买东西。
Now there's a difference between how a man shops and how a lady shops.
弟兄买东西跟姊妹买东西有差别。
Now when a man goes shopping, he wants a shirt. He just simply go buy the shirt that he knows he wants, size 15, and that's it. He took it home.
一个弟兄去买的时候，他就买他所要的那个大小，看中了就拿了就回家了。
But if your wife or your daughters go off shopping, when they go into the select for a proper dress, they have to select so many at one time.
但是换到姊妹的时候呢，你到店里面去，她必须看了很多很多很多才能选。
And they take about half a dozen or so, and they go into the fitting room.
她一选呢，就选了六七件，然后到这个试穿间。
And you know why? She's there for about half an hour, so she's trying them all.
我在那里面一试就试了半个钟头，每一件都试了。
And until one that really fits.
有一件。
Until one that really fits.
一直要试到有一件他满意。
And you know, in the dressing room, they have three size mirror.
你知道在那个试衣间有这个三道这个镜子。
So she stands there and she looks this way and that would make sure it fits properly.
她左看右看，要看到满意为主。
And then she came out.
然后她出来。
And she went to her husband.
然后就给她的丈夫看。
Now what do you think of it?
阁下，你觉得如何？
Does it fit me?
我对我合适吗？
Does it good look on me?
我看得漂亮吗？
You see, brothers, we do that.
我们都做这样。
We select things, we pick things because we want it to fit our desire, to fit our needs.
当我们做选择的时候，我们要选合适我们的需要。
Now there's another meaning for this word chosen or choosing.
在这个字有另外一个意思。
One is appoint.Appointment, appoint.
是点出来。
Or select.
做一个选择。
Yeah, in Chinese, I think more or less the same term. But in English, you have the election, you have selection, and you also have the word appointment.
委任。
Yeah, okay.
委任。
So if you're chosen, oftentimes you are appointed for unto something.
所以你如果被拣选的话，是你被委任一个任务。
Yeah, or you're singled out.For a specific service or position or station.
你之所以被因着某一个特别的任务一个位地位而拣选出来。
You were singled out and you were appointed because you have the qualification.
你之所以被拣选乃是有你合格。
And you know, whenever there is a new president get into the office.
任何的时候我们选了一个新的总统。
Yes, and he always looked for those that are qualified to serve in his government.
他是被选出来是有能够有这个在政府里面服务的这个资格。
And he would look through their credential.
你就看他的经历。
It's not anyone can be appointed into that particular office.
不是随便任何人都可以合适于那个
职分。There will be a committee who will look through and screen through, make sure that person is fully qualified.
会有一个委员会来看他的那个经历，然后来找出哪一个人比较合适。
Now that's how we do things on this earthly level.
这是我们在地上我们是这样做的。
But when our God looks down,
但是当神从天上看下来的时候
，and to see if there's anyone that He can choose.
他寻找他有没有合适他心意的。
And he looks down and see if it's an unqualified. Anyone qualified. He looks down and see if anyone qualified.
他看地上有谁合适他的心意。
For the position he wants to place that person onto.
然后这个合适于他心目中有一个地位，要把这个人放在那个地位上。
You know, Psalm 14 we are told.Psalm 14.
诗篇里面告诉我们。
When God looks down,
神从天上往下看。
He said, there is not one, no one does any good, not one.
没有一个义人，没有一个合适的。
Not even one.
连一个也找不到。
No one seeks after God, not even one.
没有人寻找耶和华，连一个都没有。
All have come short of the glory of God.
都亏缺了神的荣耀。
And I was, there's no one.
没有。
God can choose no one.
神连一个都选不上。
No one is qualified to be chosen by God.
没有人配得上被神选。
Because God's standard is absolute.
神的标准是绝对的。
And brothers and sisters, that put us in a very hopeless and helpless situation.
这样我们人就在一个非常无助、没有绝望的情况。
And therefore, the initiative for this call must come from God Himself.
神是这个呼召的开始者。
Because we cannot work our ways into what God wants.
人没有办法来满足神所要。
And so the initiative for choosing us must come from God Himself.
所以神是那个第一个开始拣选的
开始者。So we notice in the Old Testament,
我们在旧约中发现
through Abraham, God chose a family.
从亚伯拉罕神拣选一个家族。
And through Jacob, He chose a nation.
从雅各他选了一个国度。
And through the nations he chose his church.
从他的国度里头他选了教会。
Now, brothers and sisters, there are three words that are very interesting in the book of Romans.
在罗马书里面有三个字很有意思。
This call,
呼召
，justification,
称义
，glorification,
荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, when God calls you and I,
弟兄姊妹，当神呼召你跟我的时候
，He wants to justify you.
神要把你称义
，and eventually He will glorify you.
最后他要把你得荣耀。
And brothers and sisters, that is something we cannot do for ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，这不是我们自己能够做的事。
And therefore, God initiated the call.
所以神开始这个呼召。
Now that's why Paul in 1 Corinthians.
所以保罗在哥林多前书。
So when God looks for someone to call, there is no one.
当神找要呼召的人的时候，他找不到一个人。
And Paul say God chose those who were foolish.
所以保罗在那里说，他说神拣选了愚拙的。
Those who were weak.
那些软弱的。
Those who are base things, base.
那些非常低微的。
Those who are despised.
被人瞧不起的。
Those things that are not.
什么也没有的。
So, brothers and sisters, the problem today is that we think we are something.
今天我们的问题就是说，我们老以为自己是什么。
If we think we are something, God cannot choose us.
如果你老认为自己是什么的话，神没有办法选择。
If we think we are foolish enough, God says, "Ah, there is hope."
如果你知道你是很愚蠢的，神说这边还有希望。
Do you know our qualification for choosing is foolishness?
所以我们被神拣选的一个条件好像就是愚拙。
Our qualification for choosing is to recognize we are weak.
是我们看见我们了解自己软弱。
Oh, thank God.
我们感谢主。
We glory in our weakness.
我们在软弱中能够看见荣耀。
Then we know He will choose us.
神因为这样子要拣选我们。
Now, brothers and sisters, tonight we will consider some features of the chosen people of God.
所以今天晚上我要跟弟兄姊妹来思想这个神拣选民中的特点。
Now, the first feature, as I share, is that God, first thing is that we are nobody.
所以第一个特点呢，是我们什么也不是。
The first feature about the chosen people of God is that we know we are nobody.
所以在神的选民中，第一个特点就是他们是知道自己什么也不是的人。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you think you are somebody, you are not a chosen people of God.
如果你老认为你是一个什么了不起的人物的话，你就不是神的选民。
If you can loudly and openly declare, say, "I'm nothing," God say, "Ah, you are the chosen one."
如果你能够在众人面前宣告你是什么也不是的人，那神就可以拣选你。
Isn't that true, brothers and sisters?
这是不是真的呢？
Only the Lord's people, those who are redeemed, loved by God, they dare to say, "I am nobody."
所以只有那一些被神拣选的儿女们，他们有这个勇气在众人面前承认我们什么也不是。
Isn't that true?
这是真的吗？
Brothers and sisters, you encounter the people of the world.
你看看这个世界上的人。
You tell your friend in the office, say, "Now you are just nobody."
你能不能对你的同事说，你根本什么也不是？
When you utter those words, you better run.
当你这样一讲完的时候，你赶快跑。
Because they will not take that.
因为世人不接受这个。
Because the unredeemed and regenerated, they always think they are somebody.
那些没有重生的人，不认识神的人，他们老认为自己是什么人。
Even when they are truly nobody, they still think they are somebody.
即使他们在世界上想什么也不是的人，但是他仍然认为自己是一个了不起的人。
That's the world.
这个就是世界。
And that's why it's very difficult for the Holy Spirit to convict and to convince that they are nothing.
所以圣灵在人的中间非常困难，要使人认识这个点。
And that we are sinners.
我们是罪人。
So, brothers, the first feature of God's people is that we know we are nobody.
所以第一个特点就是说到我们什么也不是的人。
Now, this is a wonderful thing.
这是一个很了不起的事。
You know, we are not just nobody at the moment we met the Lord.
我们遇见主的时候，我们不但知道我们并不是什么人物。
In fact, we are nobody throughout the rest of our life.
而且我们在整个一生的过程中，我们也一直有这样的经验。
Now some people think that now I'm saved, I'm somebody.
可能我们中间认为我已经得救了，我应该是有一个，我是了不起。
Somebody,
我是一个人物。
Yeah, I'm a Christian, I'm somebody.
因为今天我是基督徒，所以我是一个了不起的人。
My sins are forgiven, now I'm somebody.
我的罪都赦免了，所以我也是了不起的。
I'm loved by God, now I'm somebody.
我是神所爱的，所以我是一个了不起的人。
Brothers and sisters, that's not true.
弟兄姊妹，这不是如此。
You are always you.
你仍然是你。
You can never change.
你没有办法改变。
And the reason why you are somebody is because Christ is in you.
你之所以能够成为一个人，我是因为那神在你里头。
If Christ is not in you, you can never, you won't have the power or ability to confess that I am nobody.
如果基督不在你里头的话，你就没有这个力量来承认自己是一无所有的。
It's only when Christ is in you, then you know you are nobody.
只有基督在你里头的时候，你才有这个能力来承认你是什么也不是的人。
The moment we confess nobody, we give glory to God.
因为只有我们承认我们什么都不是的时候，我们才能够把荣耀归给神。
Because when we are down, then He's up.
因为当我们卑微的时候，神才能够。
When we decrease, then He is increased.
当我们减少的时候，主才增加。
And brothers and sisters, so the first feature of a chosen people is that we know down deep in our heart that we are really nobody.
所以第一个点就说到我们实实在在是一个什么也不是的人。
Now, maybe just give you a little brief example here.
让我举一个例子。
Now, it's true, we are nobody.
是的，我们是什么也不是的人。
But that person who is in us is really somebody. The person who now dwells in us is really somebody.
但是那在住在我们里面的那位实在是一个了不起的人。
And therefore, John can say, greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world.
所以约翰才说，那个在你们里面的要比在这个世界的更大。
And that he that dwells in you is not you, it is Christ.
那个在你里头的不是你自己，乃是基督在你里头。
You see, so I'll give you a little illustration here.
我用一个比喻来说。
Now we have a sister in our fellowship.
在我们教会里头有一位姊妹
，Sister Smith.
她的名字叫 Smith.
She loves the Lord very much.
她非常爱主。
When she was a child, she had a deep love for Chinese people.
她从小就很喜欢中国人。
And she prayed that the day will come the Lord would send her to China to be a missionary.
如果那个日子到的时候，她求主能够打发到中国去做传教士。
But unfortunately, she never went to China.
很不幸，她从来没去过中国。
But she went to Cuba.
她去了古巴。
Now you know what the Lord did for her in Cuba?
你知不知道主在古巴为她做了什么事？
Instead of working among the Cubans, he worked among the Chinese in Cuba.
他在古巴那个地方向中国人工作。
So somehow all throughout his life, she can never detach from Chinese brothers and sisters.
所以在他一生里面，他都好像跟中国人分有不解之缘。
And even to up to this moment, she's in fellowship with us in Glassboro.
就到现在，他在我们那儿还是跟我们中国的弟兄姊妹一起交通。
Her father and mother, they are both very godly person.
这位姊妹的父母亲都是一个非常敬畏主的父母。
Godly parents, godly parents.
敬畏神的父母。
And so when our sister Smith was just a small child,
当这位姐妹还是孩子的时候，
the mother, particularly the mother, always reminded her, said, now Esther, her name is Esther, said, you are the child of the king.
她的母亲从她小的时候就一直告诉她，你是我们这位王的女儿。
Yeah, every day.
每天都这样。
Whenever she, every day when she goes to school, she said, "Now Esther, remember, you are the child of the king."
说孩子啊，你是我们王的女儿。
Now you know, kids, when you're small, I mean, you don't take those things too seriously.
当你小的时候，你不觉得这些话有什么什么价值在那里？
You know, she knows her mother going to repeat that phrase again day after day, day after day.
她小的时候知道她妈妈每天都要这样跟她讲。
And so goes in here and then out the other way.
所以从右耳进来，左耳出去。
And from Monday to Friday, from Monday to Friday.
从礼拜一直到礼拜五，礼拜一到礼拜五。
And then one day she was on her way to school.
有一天她从家里去学校的。
Now she took the usual route.
她走她的每天的老路。
Now, strangely enough, that day she encountered something she never encountered before.
那天很稀奇，她碰到一些她从来没有碰到的事情。
A huge dog came toward her.
有一个很大的狗来追着她。
That dog looked so fierce.
那个狗看起来很可怕。
And she didn't know what to do.
她不知道怎么办好。
If she, you know, in the olden days, the school was pretty strict.
在那些日子，学校是一个很严格的地方。
You know, if you're late in school, you'll be punished.
如果你迟到的话，你要被责罚。
So she wanted to be on time.
她都希望她能够准时到校。
And yet, this dog was approaching her.
但是看到这个大狗来了。
And she didn't know what to do.
她不知道怎么办好。
And there's no way for her to retreat.
她也逃不知道，没地方逃。
And so you know what she did?
你知道她怎么做呢？
Something clicked in her mind. My mother kept telling me that I'm the child of the king.
妈妈常常告诉我我是王的女儿。
Now this is a good time for me to prove whether my king is real king or not.
现在是一个最好的时间来证明这句话是真的还是假的。
And so she prayed.
所以她就祷告了。
She said, Lord, if you are my king, deliver me from that fierce animal.
神啊，你如果是真 真的我的王的，你那么伟大的王的话， 你现在就把我从这个狗面前能够拯救出来。
You know, and after she prayed,
她祷告完之后,
the Lord gave her the courage.
主就给她一个力量,
and she went forward.
她就往前走,
and that dog went the other way.
那个狗呢就走开了。
Now, brothers and sisters, we are different because of not of ourselves, because of that person who dwells within.
我们之所以不同, 乃是因为在我们里头有一位奇妙的主,
So brothers and sisters, even we Christians, we are still nothing.
即使我们是基督徒, 我们本身还是没有什么了不起。
It is Christ who is really something.
乃是主在我们里面是一个了不起。
It is Christ who is really somebody.
因为主是那个了不起的一位。
Now let's move on to a second feature.
第二点,
is this matter of changeover.
这个改变,
a changeover. From one sphere into another sphere.
还是从一个境界里头改变到另外一个境界里,
from one kingdom into another kingdom.
从一个国度里面改变到另外一个国度里,
there has to be a drastic changeover.
在这个改变是一个非常大的一个改变。
Now, if there's no such changeover, then we are not the chosen people of God.
如果你没有这样一个大的转变的话, 你就不是神的人。
Because the kingdom of God and the kingdom of this world, they have nothing in common.
因为神的国与这个世界的国没有任何相同的地方。
The kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light, they have nothing in common.
黑暗的国度跟光明的国度没有任何相同的之处。
So brothers, there has to be a changeover.
所以有一个很大的改变。
So one of the features of a chosen people of God is that we have experienced this changeover in our life.
所以这个选民里头有一个经历就是一个改变的经历。
Now, not only that,
不但如此,
now, brothers and sisters, you know, it's too bad. Most Christians, we only experience the negative side.
很不幸的, 我们很多的信徒的经历里头, 我们只经历了一个消极的方面。
We know we've been saved.
我们知道我们被主拯救,
our sins been forgiven.
我们的罪被赦免了,
and yet somehow we are not able to live a victorious life.
但是我们不知道怎么样过一个得胜的生活。
Now, brothers, it's very important. This matter of changeover is something that we had to take note.
这个改变是我们要非常注意的一件事情。
The reason why we are able to change from this sphere to this sphere is because of the victory of the Lord Jesus.
我们之所以能够从这个情况变到另外一个情况, 乃是因为主的得胜。
Brothers, it is a very important feature we have to see.
这是一个非常重要的事情, 我们必须看见。
We know our sins are forgiven.
我们知道我们罪得赦免。
We know we are the child of God.
我们是神的儿女。
But we fail to see the victory that's ours in the Lord Jesus.
但是我们失败, 我们没有看见这个主的得胜也是我们的。
Now, brothers, one thing about this deliverance from Egypt, the Israelites' experience,
犹太人从埃及被拯救出来这个经历,
is that they witnessed the total destruction of the kingdom of Egypt.
乃是他们通通看见一件事实, 就是埃及的王整个被毁坏。
You know, they witnessed it. They witnessed it.
他们做那个证人。
They saw the waters flow back.
他看见他们都看见红海在盖起来。
They saw the chariots, the horsemen of Pharaoh,
他们看见法老的战车战马,
and the entire army of Pharaoh covered with water.
而且整个的军队都被红海盖起来。
And then there's one of the phrases attached to the verse, he said, not one of them survived.
圣经里面特别说, 没有一个逃脱的。
Brothers and sisters, our deliverance from sin, Satan, and world flesh is a total deliverance, because it was a total victory the Lord Jesus accomplished for us on the cross.
所以你可以看到神给他的儿女们从罪恶、从魔鬼的、从世界的拯救是一个完全的拯救、完全的胜利。
We need to see that.
我们必须看到这个。
We may not experience the full scope of our salvation.
我们必须经历到整个。
We may not experience the full scope of salvation.
我们可能没有经历到整个救恩的全貌。
But we have to believe our salvation is complete and total.
但是我们必须相信我们的救恩是完全的。
Then we can enter into the complete experience of it.
然后我们才能够经历这整个的这个救恩。
You know, Bodoni in his recent book has a very interesting example.
最近这本翻译出来尼迪兄的书很有意思。
He said many God's people they experience their salvation being saved by a lifesaver.
那么说到很多的基督徒在经历神的救恩的时候，他好像只是一个被一个救生员
救救。Rescue, you put it on.
被一个救生圈救了。
He said you are neither dying nor living.
你既没有死也没活。
You are neither out nor in.
你也没出来也没进去。
You are there.
你只是挂在那儿。
But he said, God's redemption deliverance is not a lifesaver redemption, but a lifeboat redemption.
所以神的拯救不是一个救生圈式的拯救，乃是一个救生船的拯救。
It took us out of the sphere of death.
他把我们从死亡的境界里面救出来。
Into life.
然后进入生命。
It took us out of the sphere of darkness into light.
把我们从黑暗中拯救出来，进入光明。
It took us out of the states of bondage into freedom.
从捆绑的境界里面出来，进入自由。
Now the lifeboat is to take us to land.
这个救生船是把我们从这里面带到这个登陆上。
But we know land in the scripture always refer to resurrection.
这里面常常说，圣经里面说到这个，就说到是复活。
So, brothers and sisters, God, our deliverance from sin and self and the world is a total deliverance.
所以神把我们从罪恶、从世界、从自己拯救出来，是一个完全的拯救。
Because the work the Lord Jesus accomplished for us on the cross was a total victory.
因为神在主耶稣在十字架上是得到一个完全的胜利。
And so, brothers and sisters, the second feature is this matter of transferring or exchange over from one sphere to another.
所以选民的第二个特点乃是一个改变。
It is complete changeover.
是一个完全的改变。
It's not sitting on the fence.
不是坐在墙头上。
It is complete changeover.
乃是一个完全的改变。
Now let's look to the third feature.
让我们看第三个特点。
Now when we are brought out of Egypt,
当我们从埃及被带出来以后
，and when we experience our deliverance from Egypt,
让我们脱离了埃及的魔掌之后
，now brothers, we are brought in into a unique experience relationship with God Himself.
然后我们就带进一个跟神特殊的一个关系里头。
He is not only our Creator, He is not only Redeemer, He is our Heavenly Father.
他不单是我们的创造者，他不单是我们的拯救者，他现在变成我们的父亲。
Therefore, we are called the children of God.
所以今天我们被称为神的儿女。
Now, this word called or chosen, particularly in the Old Testament.
这个呼召跟拣选在旧约里头。
Now, when God calls someone.
神呼召一个人
or when God calls something,
或者神叫一个件事
it implies dominion and ownership.
里面还有这个
imply dominion.
这个里面有一个意思，就是说神有拥有权
and ownership.
有这个拥有权
in other words, He's above us.
他掌管，他在我们之上
We are under Him.
我们在他之下
We belong to Him.
我们属于他
And therefore, we heard this phrase often in the evangelical circle.
所以我们在福音的这个福音的派这里面，我们常听到这个话。
We are twice His.
我们属于他两次。
Yeah. We are twice His.
我们属于他两次。
We are His by creation.
我们属于他，当我们被创造的时候。
We are also His by redemption.
我们又属于他，在他救赎我们的
时候。So we are twice His.
所以我们是属于他两次。
Now, if you listen to Brother Lam's message this last conference in Richmond,
如果你这次参加 Richmond 的这个退休会的时候，Lam's 弟兄说
，Yeah, we are his fourfold.
我们属于他有四个方面，
fourfold.
四倍。
Yeah. We are his by creation.
我们是他的借的创造。
We are his by redemption.
他的救赎，我们也属他。
We are his by election or choosing.
他的拣选里头，我们也属他。
And lastly, we are His by overcoming.
最后第四，我们属于他，是因为我们得胜。
Brothers and sisters, so we are His fourfold.
在这个四个意义上，我们属他。
And brothers and sisters, it's very interesting.
非常有意思。
You know, when we are His.
当我们属于主的时候。
Because we're His, that marks us out. Because we're His, that marks us out.
因为我们属于主，所以我们从一切中分别出来。
Now I just hope Brother Kong won't mind. I give one of his examples.
我借江弟兄的一个例子。
You know, this relationship with our Heavenly Father is something very unique.
这个关系是一个非常特殊的一个关系。
Because it's a life relationship.
是一个终身的关系。
Because we came into this relationship through new birth.
在这个关系是借着重生而来的。
And so we call our Abba Father, we call it in a very natural way.
当我们从里头很自然的呼叫阿爸父的时候。
Okay, not like calling your father-in-law.
不像你在那边叫你的岳父。
Okay, very natural.
很自然。
Okay, but anyway, Brother Kong gave this illustration once.
有一次江立兄用这个例子说
He said that once there was a group of kids playing in a school playground
有一次有一个堆孩子在学校里面玩耍
And they were having a good time
他们很高兴
Then all of a sudden
忽然间
One of the boys
有一个孩子
He looked
他看
And he saw his father was approaching the school building
他看见他爸爸就走过来
And he got very excited
他很高兴
And he told his playmates
他就对他的同学说了
That's my daddy.
Ah, 那是我的爸爸。
And he called daddy, daddy.
他就说爸爸爸爸。
And you know, little kids, they like to imitate.
你知道孩子们都喜欢互相学习。
Little kids, you know, kindergarten kids.
那些幼稚园的孩子们。
And so when this little boy called that person that, they all began to call daddy, daddy. They all call him daddy, daddy.
所以当那个小孩叫他的爸爸爸爸爸爸的时候，其他的孩子也跟着叫。
Oh, they are all very excited.
哦，都很高兴。
Oh, they are very happy.
他们也很。
And they call daddy, 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 daddy.
所以大家都在这叫爸爸爸爸。
And then this boy looked. This boy looked.
所以这个孩子就看来。
Look at all his playmates.
看这些同伴。
He said, "He's not your daddy. He is my daddy."
然后这个孩子就说，这个他不是你的爸爸，是我的爸爸。
So, brothers, you see now, we have this intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father.
你可以看到这里有一个非常亲密的关系，我们跟父就有这个关系。
And so, this is the third feature of God, of a chosen people of God.
这是我们第三个特点。
We come into a relationship. We come into a relationship.
我们跟神有这样一个关系。
It's a life relationship.
这是一个生命的关系。
Now, when he comes into our life,
当他进入我们生命之后
brothers and sisters, you know, sometimes we Christians, we get all very excited that the Lord is always with us.
我们常常非常兴奋，当我们知道主与我们同在。
You know, when the Israelites when they came out of Egypt, they experienced the presence of the Lord.
当以色列人从埃及出来的时候，他们经历到主的同在。
In the pillars of the cloud and the pillars of fire.
有云柱火柱与他们同在。
And they followed them day and night.
云柱火柱白天晚上一直跟着他们。
Now 24 hours a day.
24小时。
Always with them.
一直与他们同在。
Now, one brother shared this way. He said, "When we really are the Lord's."
有一位弟兄这样说：当我们真的是主的时候。
When we really commit ourselves to Him.
当我们把自己完全交给他。
Then He began to work.
然后他就开始工作。
He wants to get us very close to Him, very intimate to Him.
主要把我们跟他的关系非常的紧密扎在一起。
He wants that relationship, a heart-to-heart relationship.
是一个心与心的关系。
That's what God desires.
这是神的心愿。
Because it's a love relationship.
因为这是一个爱的关系。
That is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Because of that.
因着这个缘故。
Because of His great love.
因着他的伟大的爱。
Because He loves us so much.
爱我们那么深。
You know, jealousy, the word jealousy in love go together.
在爱与嫉妒这两个是在一起的。
Now, if there's no jealousy, there's no love.
如果没有嫉妒，就没有爱。
And that's why in the Old Testament, God He says, "Our God is a jealous God."
所以旧约说到我们的神是嫉妒的神。
And was He wanted that exclusive relationship for Himself?
因为他要一个独有的关系，没有其他人可以跟他分这个关系。
No one is to share that relationship.
没有任何其他的可以分这个关系。
But God the Father and those who belong to Him.
只有神自己跟那些属于他的人。
And because of that.
因着这个缘故。
Our own private life,
我们自己的生命生活
，God through the Holy Spirit will try to invade. He'll invade.
神要进入
，because He wants you to be totally His.
因为神要完全占有你。
So all our secret compartments,
在我们这个秘密的里头
，He will try to penetrate.
他要深进来。
You know, in the Gospel of John,
在约翰福音里头。
We are told that the Lord is the good shepherd.
圣经说他是好牧人。
And it says that he called his sheep by name.
他按着名叫他的羊。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
he called you by name.
他按着你的名叫你。
He loved you.
他爱你。
God loves Samuel.
神爱撒母耳。
He called Samuel.
他叫撒母耳。
God loves Abraham.
神爱亚伯拉罕
He called Abraham.
他呼召亚伯拉罕
God loved you and he called you.
神爱你所以他叫你
Now, one of the problems with we Christians,
基督徒有一个问题,
when we do the wrong things, we have a desire to want to know what is right or what is wrong.
我们就希望知道什么是对，什么是错。
You know, that's why we heard this morning, we always approach our brothers and sisters for advice.
我们就去看我们的，我们就要问我们的弟兄们关于某某事情的看法。
Yeah, can I do this or can I not do this?
我可不可以做这件事？
Is this the wrong thing to do or this is the right thing to do?
我做这件事情是对的呢，还是错的？
Now, I'll give you a very interesting example.
我给你一个有意思的例子。
You know, if you're parents, I'm sure you experience this.
我相信你如果做父母的话，你就经验过这件事。
If you're good parents,
尤其你是个好爸爸妈妈。
And if you do discipline your youngsters,
如果你教训你的儿女。
And if your youngsters do respect you,
而你的儿女也尊敬你。
I'll give you an example.
我给你一个例子。
For example, we have a brother come for a visit in Brother Jonathan's home.
如果有一个弟兄来到 Jonathan的家里。
And we know Brother Jonathan has two boys, Joseph and Caleb.
洪弟兄有两个孩子。
Yeah, and let's say I came to his house for a visit.
假设我来 访问这个洪弟兄家里。
And it's our Chinese custom, it's Christian way to show our love and hospitality to our visitors.
那么基督徒就有一个这样的 热忱来接待弟兄。
And our brother's wife, she brought two trays.
那么 这个彭姊妹呢，就把两盘的东西端出来。
One tray of sweets, you know, candies and that sort of thing, sweets.
一盘的糖。
Sweets, candies and cookies.
还有饼干。
And the other tray, fruits.
另外一盘呢是水果。
Oranges, pears and apples and so forth.
有橘子，有苹果等等。
Now, you know, one of those trays acts like a magnet.
那你知道这个两盘东西就像个磁铁一样。
One of those trays.
特别有一个，有一盘。
Because most kids, they hate vegetables and they love sweets. Fruits and they love sweets.
因为大部分的孩子他不喜欢水果，喜欢甜的东西。
They like candy, they like cookies.
他喜欢饼干，糖果。
Okay, now let's put it this way. Because they were visitors.
那么现在客人来了。
And our sister doesn't want to create a scene.
那么姐妹呢，不需要造成一个奇怪的事情。
And so one of the boys came and asked for a piece of candy.
那么有一个孩子来了，说我要糖。
And then the mother said, "No, not candy this time. How about a piece of fruit?"
妈妈说，不，这次拿一块水果去。
But no, I don't want fruit. I want the candy.
那孩子说，不，我不要水果，我要糖。
And our sister said, "Okay, now one piece. Now just one." Just one.
姐妹说好，那就只能一个啊。
Okay, and then he took that and he put it in his mouth.
那所以他就很高兴地拿了一个吃了。
And it went down into his stomach.
吃到肚子里。
And once down into his stomach, this thing works again.
吃了一个，然后脑筋里面又开始动脑筋。
When once down, he's thinking number two.
他现在想第二块。
They all do.
每一个都是。
And so, before you knew it, that little boy is sort of creeping closer to the candy tray.
然后你还没有发现呢，他已经慢慢移到那个糖的那个盘子里。
Now, if our brother and his wife, they really are good parents.
如果我们的弟兄姊妹是一个好的父母的话，
and I know they are.
Thank you.
And if their youngsters do respect their parents.
如果孩子也尊敬父母亲。
Now, you know, what our brother or they don't have to say any word.
这样这个时候，这个父母根本一句话都可以不必说。
You know, they don't have to say, "Now do not touch that candy or those candy."
这个爸爸妈妈不需要很郑重地说，不可以碰那个糖。
All our sister or brother has to do is just call the name, Joshua.
他只需要叫他们的名字就可以了。
Then he knew right away.
他就知道什么意思了。
Caleb. And then they know. Brother and sister, you know that's how the Lord dealt with us. Oftentimes, he will not tell us what to do, what not to do.
他那个时候不告诉我们什么可以做，什么不可以做。
He simply called your name.
他就叫你的名字。
Because you belong to him.
因为你属于他。
And when he calls you, he shows his love to you.
他叫你的时候，他就把他的爱也显露出来。
And because
we are his
name, he called us by name. But often times we go to the Lord and ask for this and for that, this and for whether to do this or not to do that. You know, we often times we know what to do, what not to do when He calls our name. He calls our name.
常常的时候，当主叫我们的名字的时候，我们知道我们这个什么事情该做，什么事情不该做。Because
when He calls our name, we turn and look at Him.
因为他叫我们的时候，我们就转头仰望他。And
when we look to Him, then He will show us what's in His heart.
当我们向他仰望的时候，他就告诉我们他心里面的意思。Brother
and sister, that was Moses' experience.
这是摩西的经验。When
the Lord called, He turned around and He beheld the sight.
当主叫他的时候，他转头。
So, brothers and sisters, allow the Lord to train our ears to be sensitive to His calling.
Oh,
that's the third feature.
这是我们第三个特点.
And the next feature about chosen people
下面一个特点.
Is that we can sing a new song.
我们有一个新歌在那里欢唱.
You know, when I was young in the Lord,
当我在主里很年轻的时候,
you read the book of Revelation.
你读过, 启示录,
I had the impression as long as in this life, this flesh, I will never have a chance to sing that new song.
只要我在这个肉身之内,这辈子我大概不会唱启示录那个新歌。
Yeah, it's when we go to glory in New Jerusalem, then we begin to sing that new song.
我总认为等我们要到, 新耶路撒冷, 那一天我们才学得到那条新歌。
But if you read in the English version, Revelation 5, they sang.
但是如果你仔细看那个, 启示录第五章的时候, 你会发现它是一个唱, 是一个过去式。
Hey, they already sang a new song.
他们那个歌已经唱了。
And the Lord already convicted my heart.
那实在给我一个教训。
If I want to be in New Jerusalem,
如果我要在新耶路撒冷的话,
I better learn to sing that new song now.
我应该现在就把那个新歌学会。
Because worthy is the Lamb to receive.
羔羊配得我们的颂赞。
Honor, dominion, and glory forever and ever. Amen. That's the song.
那个歌说到国度、权柄、荣耀都是你的。
Brothers and sisters, we have to learn to sing that song now.
我们必须现在就学会那个歌。
And no one else can sing but the redeemed God.
那边说到没有其他的人会唱，只有被主买赎的人。
You know, I taught music for 22 years. And I quit teaching about 2 years ago.
我两年前退休了。不教了。
Okay, that's better. I retire not because I'm lazy, please. I retire because I want to learn to serve the Lord. Because I realize there's no better calling and no better vocation. And I'm so thankful that from time to time I was able to travel with Brother Kong.
我很感谢主，主让我能够有很多的机会跟江立雄一起来。And
I always feel that when I'm with him, I'm just like Jonathan's armor bearer.
我跟他在一起的时候，我常常觉得我好像是那个约拿丹，那个只是在旁边提那个武器的。
Yeah, so you know, whether by many or by few, the victory is the Lord's.
不管是多也好，少也好，这个得胜总是主的。But
I'm thankful.
我非常的感谢主。That
you know, I can learn.
我能够这样的学。
But anyway, you know, we need to sing this new song.
我们必须学这个新歌。
Now, you know, I was very critical in my hearing, you know, being a music student.
我这个耳朵很灵的了。
Especially when I went back to the Far East.
尤其我到远东去的时候。
And when I listened to our Chinese brothers and sisters sang over there.
当我到远东听到我们的中国弟兄姊妹唱诗歌。
The timing was off, the rhythm was off.
拍子也不对, 调子也有问题。
Off key. You know, and there are certain intervals that we Chinese cannot attack perfectly.
就有一些拍子，我们就总是差一点。
I said, oh.
我一听了，我就心里面很。
You know, they were praising the Lord, but I was suffering.
弟兄姊妹很高兴地赞美主，可是我心里面很痛苦。
You know, and I knew I was wrong.
因为我知道他们唱错了。
Because they sang from their heart.
但是我知道我错了。 And I was
And I was listening with my ear.
我只是用我耳朵在那里听。
We need to be a joyful people.
弟兄姊妹, 我们应该是个喜乐的弟兄姊妹。
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
我们要有一个非常, 快乐的声音。
You know, there is no one can be joyful but the redeemed.
只有主所买赎的人才有这样的喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, there is no place for long-faced Christian on this earth.
在这个世界上没有地方给那些长脸的信徒。
We are those who know how to rejoice in the Lord.
我们是那些知道如何在主里喜乐的人。
Because we are loved by God.
因为我们是被主所爱的。
We've been delivered from the world.
我们被主从世界拯救出来。
And our God is our heavenly Father now.
神是我们的天父。
And we have this unique relationship with Him.
我们有这样一个奇特的关系。
And our destiny is glory.
我们的目的地是那个荣耀。
We have a song to sing.
我们心里面有个歌可以唱。
You know, brothers, as long we sing in the spirit,
只要我们是在灵里面唱这首歌。
As long we sing to the Lord,
只要我们是对主来唱的。
It is a new song.
这是一个新歌。
Even though it's bad for the hearings of our natural ear,
虽然有时候唱出来对我们的耳朵有点不好。
It is sweet in His ear.
但是在我们的主的耳朵里面却是一个甜的歌。
So I will encourage our older Chinese brothers and sisters.
我要鼓励我们中间年长的弟兄姊妹。
Do not be afraid to sing loud.
不要怕把你的声音放出来唱。
Even you sing off key, sing unto the Lord.
你唱的走调也没关系，只是唱给主听的。
As long as unto Him.
只要你是对他唱。
God said that is important.
这是非常重要。
So next day or two tomorrow, please listen to the older saints. Make sure they sing.
所以在下面几天，弟兄姊妹注意，我们的年长弟兄姊妹是不是在那里唱诗
？Now the next feature,
下一个
is that we are giving a new appetite.
我们是有一个新的胃口。
That is very important.
这非常重要。
We, after we are chosen,
当我们被主拣选之后
God created in us a new appetite.
神在我们里创造一个新的胃口。
The world is now tasteless to us.
这个时候我们会发现世界变对我们没有什么味道。
Somehow we love to be with God's people.
我们希望跟主的百姓在一起。
We love to read His word.
我们喜欢读他的话。
We love to pray to Him.
我们喜欢对他祷告。
We love to worship him.
我们喜欢敬拜他。
There is a new appetite.
那里面有一个新的胃口。
Somehow we want more of the Lord.
我们要更多的主。我们向主说要更多的主。
You know, everything the Lord gives to us is just like an appetizer.
每一件主给我们的事物都好像一个在那里吊起我们新的胃口来。
To create in us a hunger for him.
在我们里面能够产生一个更大的向往对主。
Now there's a difference between the appetite for the world and the appetite for the things of the Lord.
在这两者之间有很大的不同，是我们对世界有胃口，跟对主所赐给我们的事情有胃口。
See the appetite of the world, it makes you empty.
对世界胃口这件事情的结局是虚空。
Of course, you'll be hungry for more of the world.
当然，你对这个世界的胃口会越来越大。
But it leaves you empty.
但是它的结局是
not satisfied,
没有满足。
But when the Lord gives you something of an appetizer,
但是从主那里所给我们的
He satisfies you,
他满足我们
and you are full.
你会感觉一个满足。
Brothers and sisters, that is something wonderful.
这是一个很奇妙的事情。
And brothers and sisters, the Israelites,
弟兄姊妹看犹太人
you know, one of the problems they encounter,
他们的问题是
is that sometimes they had the appetite for the wrong thing.
他们有一些错误的胃口。
And because that, the Lord was angry with them.
因着他们这个错误，主对他们发怒。
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord help us.
愿主帮助我们。
Wean us from the things of the world.
让我们对这个世界断奶。
And may we have an appetite just for the Lord Himself.
让我们只有对主有更多的胃口。
Now we move on to the next thing.
我们对加到下一个特点。
It's giving us a new insight.
然后有一个新的看见
A new way of perceiving things
我们从新的角度来看新的事物
You know, it changed our outlook altogether
就把我们整个的看法都改变了
You see, before education is important
以前我们认为受教育很重要
Now the law is important
但是现在看见主更重要
Before your profession is very important
以前你认为你的职业很重要
But now the law is far more important
但是现在你的主比对跟这个更重要
Now, brothers, may I just...By way of the share something with our parents, fathers, mothers here.
让我在这里对父母亲做一点交通。
Do not give your youngsters a mixed signal.
你不要给你的年轻的孩子一个
mixed signal,
不同的信号。
In one sense, you want them to follow the Lord, but on the other hand, you want them to be successful in the world.
你一方面对他说你要爱主，但另一方面你又要求他在世界成功。
If you do that, you bring them into a great deal of conflict and disaster.
如果你这样做的时候，你就把你的孩子带入一个非常混乱的一个局面里头。
But if you bring them to the Lord,
但是你如果在他把他在主里面带大
，The Lord will take care of their education.
主会照顾他的教育。
The Lord will take care of their profession. Because God said, when you seek His kingdom of righteousness, first, all the other things, He will see to it that we get it.
因为主说,你当先求他的国与他的义,
this is a temptation with most of our Chinese people.
这是尤其中国的父母特别有这样的, 试探。
We come to this country to get an education.
我们来到美国来得到教育。
We know the only way we can advance is through education.
我们也知道在这个国家要往前, 长进的话, 也是经过教育。
So we give our youngsters mixed signals.
所以我们给我们的孩子有这样不同的, 信号。
Love the Lord.
你要爱主。
Yes, but go to Stanford. But go to Stanford University.
但是你要去斯坦福大学读大学。
Study all you can.
你要努力读书。
But don't forget to go to church on Sunday.
但是礼拜天也要去上教堂。
We give mixed signals.
我们给不同的信号。
换言之是, the law must come first.
但是不论怎么样, 主要第一。
And so we have a new way of looking at things.
我们对事情有新的看法。
Now, especially in this country, we are Chinese.
在这个国家, 尤其我们中国人,
we have a new generation that are coming up now. And we have the older generation that came over from China, or Hong Kong, or Taiwan.
我们老的一代是从, 远东, 不管是台湾, 中国, 香港来,
brothers, there is a problem.
那里有问题啊?
Because the younger ones that are brought up in this country, we call them the ABC, American-born Chinese.
因为那些新的一代在这里的, 我们都叫他 ABC, 因为是在这里生的。
They keep thinking that we older folks want them to do it the Chinese way.
那么他们总认为我们的父母亲总是要我们用中国方式来活生活。
They do.
他们是这样想的。
And the older folks kept thinking, now our youngsters, and they're going the American way.
那么但是父母亲呢就认为他们要做他们美国的方式。
Now, even in our fellowship,
甚至在我们的教会里头,
there is a carryover from Taiwan.
有那些从台湾来的影响。
You cannot help it.
你没有办法改变。
But brothers and sisters, if you have that new insight from the Lord,
但是你如果在主里有新的看见的时候,
it's not Chinese way.
这不是中国方法,
it is not American way we want.
也不是美国方法,
it's God's way we are looking for.
乃是神的方法。
Brothers and sisters, we need to seek the Lord.
我们必须寻求神。
We are in the midst of a conflict here.
我们在这里正在一个冲突的中间。
The older folks impose their old traditional values on the youngsters.
老的一代把他的老的观念来强制在新的一代上面。
And the youngsters feel that they are being suppressed.
那么新的一代呢,觉得他们被受压,
they don't know what to do.
他们不知如何行。
Brothers and sisters, it's not the American ways, it's not the Chinese ways. We should follow the way, Christ.
这不是中国的方法, 也不是美国的方法, 我们是要找到神的方法。
Brothers and sisters, we need to seek the Lord.
我们必须寻求主。
Especially with us in this country, we Chinese in this country.
尤其在这里的中国弟兄姊妹。
May I just share this with you?
让我再分享一个点。
Because we have two daughters.
我有两个女儿。
And you know, we do have with Chinese brothers and sisters in the fellowship.
在我们教会里面有一些弟兄姊妹。
And some came to me.
有一些弟兄姊妹来的跟我谈。
Their concerns were really genuine. Their concerns were really genuine.
哦, 他们的问题实在是一个真实的问题。
They say, you know, my kids 没话, 他们都没话了。
他们都没话。
Yeah. Yeah. And then to put it in a more of a plain, 他们都变翻鬼了。
They turn into the foreigner.
Yeah, see? You see? They do. And then, you see, but in this country, you want them to 中华, it's almost impossible.
You... 要他们变成一个中国化的孩子,
in this country,
在这个国家是不可能的。
You are fighting a losing battle.
你根本就是打一个必输的仗。
Because they are surrounded with this culture, with this country, this environment.
因为他们被这个社会的文化所包围着。
And so I told my brothers and sisters in the fellowship,
所以我就对教会弟兄姊妹这样说,
he said, I have no problem.
我没问题。
I don't want them to be 美化。
我不怕他们变成, American.
I don't want them to be 中华 either.
我也不要他们变成, Chinese.
But I want them to be followers of the Lord Jesus.
但是他们必须要成为主的门徒。
That's all I want.
这是我心里面要。
To me, that comes first.
因为这是第一。
Brothers and sisters, because in Christ, there is no differences.
因为在基督里这个区别已经没有了。
There is no Jew or Gentile.
因为没有犹太人, 也没有外邦人。
Civilized or uncivilized.
没有有文化的, 也没有,
Barbarian or Scythians.
或者, 这个, 文明或者没有文明。
Because we are all one in Christ.
因为我们在主里都是一。
When we are in Christ, we lose our own identity.
因为我们在基督里的时候, 我们所有的个别的区别已经消失了。
So, if we are chosen people, we have no identity for ourselves.
所以如果你是选民的话，我们自己的特点就消失了。
Christ is our identity.
因为基督成为我们的特点。
Christ is everything.
基督是一切。
And Christ is in all.
基督是在一切的里头。
Now, lastly,
最后
one of the features of a chosen people of God.
神的特点，神的百姓的特点。
Yes, we have a new occupation.
我们有新的职业。
Now, you see, now our brother translates 职业 occupation means you do things.
Right?
But you know, but our occupation is not just doing things. Of course, we do things.
当然，你翻译成职业的时候，我们是做一件事。
But our occupation is to be a discoverer and explorer.
但是我们实际的职分应该是一个发现者，一个去探险的人。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
is Christ limited?
主是有限的吗？
We often limit him.
我们常常限制住
because my brain is this much and so I say oh God is this much
因为我们的小脑袋就这么大我们把我们的神想得这么大
and we put our two brains together we say oh our brain is much so God is this much to two of us
所以当我们把两个小脑袋加在一起的话神也不过这么大
and we put all the brains of this fellowship together we say oh this is Christ
所以当我们把我们整个房子里弟兄姊妹的脑袋加在一起我们说基督就这么大
brothers and sistersBrother Spark says,
Spark 弟兄这样说
God is bigger than any local fellowship.
主比任何地方的教会还大
God is bigger than any national church.
主比任何的所谓国家教会还要大
Brother says, Christ is bigger.
因为基督更大
Brother and sisters, we can never limit him.
因为我们千万不要限制我们的主
And therefore, one of the features of a chosen people is that we are in the exciting discovering of the riches of Christ.
所以我们这些信徒有一个很兴奋的职业或者我们的职分就是来发现我们的神。
It is exciting life.
这是一个非常兴奋的日子。
You know when I came to Seattle for the first time?
因为我第一次来到西雅图。
I discovered Christ in the Seattle Fellowship.
因为我发现在西雅图的教会也有基督。
I get to know our brothers here.
我认识了这里的信徒。
I was excited.
我很兴奋。
A new discovery.
新的发现
Christ
基督
in his people
在他的神的百姓中
and so therefore the more you enlarge your fellowship the bigger Christ you experience and you discover him
所以你看见他的教会更大你就发现基督更大
you see if you limit Christ just to the Chinese we miss a lot
如果你把信徒只限制在中国人中间那你失去的太多了
if the Americans only limit Christ to themselves they also miss a lot
美国人如果把基督只限制在美国人中间的话那么他失去的基督也太大了
Now, you know I came to this country in 1948
我是1948年到这个国家来
maybe I'm one of those early you know, arrival
可能我算是早来的一批人
but brothers and sisters, this the last 30 some years
在过去的30几年
as I move among God's people
在神的百姓中间
there is something very special about we Chinese people that American brothers and sisters need
我发现在中国的弟兄姊妹中间有一些特点是美国的弟兄姊妹需要的
But at the same time there are so many wonderful things the American brothers and sisters have that we need to have
同时我也看见在许多美国弟兄姊妹身上的一些特点也是我们中国弟兄姊妹所特别需要的
We need one another
我们彼此需要
We need one to discover the greatness and riches of Christ
我们彼此需要来一起发现基督的伟大基督的丰富
You know Paul used the word immeasurable.
保罗用一个字说测不透的丰富
And Paul said it would take all the saints throughout the ages to discover the depth, the width, the height, everything of the greatness of Christ.
保罗是这样说我们需要所有是历代的圣徒来测基督的长阔高深
Now, lastly,
最后
you know, sometimes it's not easy for us to be humble.Sometimes it's not easy for us to be humble.
有的时候我们实在不容易要谦卑啊。
And I discovered this fact really for myself recently.
我最近尤其在我身上发现这件事情。
If you are really discovering more and more of Christ,
如果你在基督里面发现更多
，Christ will humble you.
基督会叫你谦卑。
Man cannot humble you.
人不能够叫你谦卑。
Christ will humble you.
基督叫我们谦卑。
The more and more of Christ you discover.
你在基督里面发现他越多越多
the more you are reduced
你就越少越少
and the person that is not humble because he hasn't seen he really hasn't discovered much of Christ
一个骄傲的人是因为他实在没有发觉基督有多少
that's why John said I must decrease and he increase
所以使徒约翰说他必增加我必衰亡
And so it's when he is increased then we will decrease
所以当他增加的时候我们减少
And so brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹啊
We live an exciting life
我们有一个非常兴奋的日子
It's not discovering something that's perishable
我们不是在那里发现一些会灭亡 失掉的事情
We are discovering the imperishable
我们来是找那个不会消失的
We are discovering something that's eternal
那是有永远价值的东西
We are discovering Christ himself
我们来发现基督他自己
You can never be humble yourself. You can try, but you will not succeed.
你可以去试，但是你不会成功。
But true humility comes from the discovering of Christ Himself.
一个真实的谦卑乃是你发现基督的时候。
Brothers, may the Lord help us.
愿主帮助我们。
Thank God we are called.
我们感谢主，他召呼召我们。
We can never be the same again.
我们从此就不再一样了。
And He will not let us go.
他也永远不会让我们失去。
We are chosen, we are appointed, we are marked out for glory.
我们是被他拣选出来，我们被他分别出来，我们乃是为着荣耀而去的。
For instance, there is no back door, there is no escape.
我们没有一个可以逃亡的门，我们没有一个后门。
For instance, we are honored by God.
我们被神荣
honored,
高抬了。
Because He has chosen us.
因为他拣选了我们。
We were nothing.
我们什么也不是
And we are still nothing.
我们一直到现在还什么都不是
And that King of Kings and Lord of Lords takes his residence in us.
但是这位万王之王万主之主却住在我们这个里头
That makes us a special people.
这个让我们成为一个特别的民
Brothers and sisters, in one sense we should be very humble.
在一个意义上来讲我们是非常的应该谦卑
But on the other hand,
但是在另外一个意义上来讲
we can stand tall.
但是我们可以站在那里很高
Because we represent our king
因为我们代表我们的王
Because he resides in us
因为他住在我们里头
So may the Lord help us
因为神帮助我们
Let's bow our heads
让我们低头
Our Father we do thank you
天父我们感谢你
Lord you know we are so hopeless
主啊你知道我们是没有盼望
We are so helpless
我们完全无助
We have no strength
We 们没有力量
We have no way of entering into your kingdom.
我们没有办法进入这个国度
But you came.
但是你来
You sought us out.
你把我们找到
You call us to yourself.
你呼召我们来归你
Lord, it's by the work of the Holy Spirit, somehow we responded.
但是借着圣灵我们来答应你
Lord, it's all your work.
主啊这都是你的工作
We are put in Christ is because the work of God.
因着你的工作把我们放在基督里
We thank you
我们感谢你
We praise you for what you are doing
我们赞美你为你所成就
We give you all the glory
我们把一切的荣耀归给你
Lord impress upon our hearts
主啊放在我们心里
That we are different people
我们是不同的人
We are our citizenship is in heaven
我们是在天上的国民
We belong to you
我们乃是属于你的
We do not belong to the world
我们不属于这个世界
We thank you
我们感谢
We praise you
赞美你
We giveYou all the glory.
We give all the glory to
you. In the Lord Jesus.
In the Lord Jesus.
Amen.